Magandang umaga po muli sa inyong lahat. If you just came in right now, welcome. Ako po si Alvin Liton. I serve as the pastor of Crossroads. It is a joy to see everyone this morning. It's encouraging to see regular faces and at the same time new faces. So welcome po muli. We are a church that gathers dito sa lugar na to every Thursday, but this is not our regular timings. Our regular timings is at 9 p.m. So if you're coming back next week ng umaga, probably wala kami rito. But it's the same day ng gabi, alas 9 ng gabi. So again, we invite you back next week. We are starting a sermon series sa epistle ng 1 John. Now, 1 John, and we have titled itong series na ito, That You May Know. That you may know, and you will know mamaya why we've titled it, You May Know. Okay? Ito ay ang una sa tatlong liham na isinulat ni Juan or ni John. Si John po yung nakababatang kapatid ni James, mga anak na lalaki ni Zebedee, na kung saan tinawag din siya na John the Beloved. Isa siya sa mga 12 disciples or apostles ni Jesus Christ. And siya rin po yung nagsulat ng The Gospel of John. Yan yung po yung fourth gospel sa ating New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Siya rin po yung nagsulat ng Book of Revelation. So ito po yung John na pinag-uusapan natin dito. Hindi po siya yung John the Baptist. Okay, magkaiba po yon. Now, nung sinulat po ni John ito, medyo may katandaan na siya rito. Very advanced in age, very humble, very wise. Nung sinulat niya ito, siya na lang po yung natitirang apostle na buhay nung time na ito. Siya na lamang yung apostle na kung saan who had witnessed Christ's ministry, life, death, burial, resurrection, ascension. This is that John right now. And according to church fathers, nasa Ephesus siya during itong time na ito, na kung saan maraming mga bagong churches ang naitanim, and he's overseeing yung mga churches na ito. Ang unang John ay isinulat para sa mga mananampalataya upang magbigay ng babala or warning patungkol sa mga bulaang mangangaral na kung saan na lumabas o tumiwalag, tiniwalag nila ang kanilang sarili sa Christian community at dahan-dahan bumabalik sa mga churches, especially probably mga bagong churches sa Ephesus, upang maghayag ng kanilang bagong gospel. Mga gospel, mga bagong ideas, mga experiential findings nila as they, according to them, meron silang mga narinig galing sa Panginoon, galing kay Jesus Christ daw na hindi alam ng mga disciples. So yun po yung mga tinuturo ng mga mamang ito. Isinulat din ang liham na ito upang bigyan ng katiyakan ng mga mananampalataya na sila ay nasa katotohanan, na yung gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ na pinanghahawakan nila ay tama. So yun po yung purpose na ito. It's a warning and it's an assurance. Now don't worry, don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed, people. It's just like John saying that the gospel that you believe, that we taught sa inyo, is still the same gospel na tinuturo namin. At yun ang tamang gospel. This letter is a recall back to the basics of Christianity. John answers the question, ano ba ang tunay na Kristiyano? Yun po yung pinaka-overarching question ng book na to. Ano ba ang itsura ng tunay na Kristiyano? Okay? Kaya paulit-ulit niya binanggit yung word na by this we know. If you would look at 1 John all throughout yung maiksing epistle na to or letter or liham, madalas mong marinig siya sabi niya, by this we know. That's why yun po yung title ng ating theme. This we know. This we know what? By this we know what? This is how we know that you are a child of God. Yun po yung theme ng 1 John. So that you would know na ikaw ay anak ng Diyos. Bakit po? Kasi maraming mga mananampalataya na hindi nila alam na sila ay anak ng Diyos at namumuhay na parang hindi nila alam na sila ay anak ng Diyos. At meron din naman akala nila anak sila ng Diyos, pero totoo niyan, hindi sila talaga anak ng Diyos. So these are a gauge. It's an instruction na binigay ni John to encourage, to assure yung mga tunay na mananampalataya of their faith in Christ. Ang assurance ng mga mambabasa ay dapat nakabase sa patotoo ng Diyos tungkol sa kanyang anak at hindi ho sa kanilang experiences. Sa kanilang makadiyos na pamumuhay or godly living. Sa pag-ibig nila sa mga kapatiran, sa pagsunod sa mga kautusan at pagtotoo ng banal na espiritu patungkol kay Kristo. Yun po ang mga basihan o nakabase dapat kung ano ba talaga ang tunay na Kristiyano ayon sa liham na ito. May mga ilang bagay na dapat nating makita sa introductory or prologue na verses na ito. At tawag po dyan, introductory verses ng book of 1 John. And John sets forth itong themes na ito at paulit-ulit nyo makikita yan sa pag-aaral natin sa buong liham na ito. So let me go to our main point and then our three points and then we'll see some applications after that. Unang-una, our main point, gospel proclamation produces genuine fellowship that leads to true joy. Gospel proclamation produces genuine fellowship that leads to true joy. With this passage, meron po, hinati po natin siya into three headings. Number one, gospel proclamation, verses 1 to 2. Number two, gospel proclamation produces genuine fellowship, verse 3. Number three, genuine fellowship leads to true joy. So yun din yung points ko, yung main point. Number one, gospel proclamation. Tingnan niyo po yung verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we heard, na ituho muna tayo dyan. Initially, kung babasahin niyo po yung first part na yan, maiisip po natin that John is going to talk about only a message that he has heard. Hindi po ba? Pero hindi po naiintuho dyan. So kailangan natin tuloy-tuloy yung pagbasa. Which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. So si John dito is not just talking about a message, but tinuturo po niya dito is more of a person. Of course, we'll go to the message mamaya, but he also talks about the messenger, a person. So, sino yung person na binabanggit ni John dito? Tingnan niyo verse 1. Sa simula ng verse 1, it mentioned from the beginning. Sa last part ng verse 1, sinabi naman dyan, word of life. Sa first part ng verse 2, sinabi, the life was made manifest. Tapos sa last part naman ng verse 2, which was with God. So, sino kaya binabanggit niya dito? Clearly, John here is talking about Jesus. He's talking about Jesus. He's the Word of Light. He existed before creation, before time. He was with God the Father and has come into the world. This verse reminds us of a younger John. Nung siya po ay nagsulat ng Gospel of John, nung bata-bata pa siya. Nalalaman ba yan? John 1:1. And 14, na kung sinabi, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Go to verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John is saying the Word of life existed before time. He is eternal. He is God. At nakagawa, nagkatawan tao siya, nakita namin siya, nadinig namin siya magturo, nakausap namin siya, nakamayan namin siya, nayakap namin siya, nakasama namin siya mamuhay ng araw-araw for the past 3 years. Yung po ay yung Word of Life. Kilala namin to, sabi ni John. Totoo ito. And he's trying to give a strong evidence that he is an eyewitness. Why? Kasi may mga bula ang mga ngaral na sinasabi na may bagong gospel. That's why, hindi. I'm a witness. Nandun ako nun. Nakita ko yun. Nadinig ko. Kasama ko. Si Jesus. Pero John here is not talking about the messenger lamang, but also the message of eternal life. So ano po yung message ng eternal life? The message of eternal life dito is the gospel itself. The gospel of Jesus. The gospel about Jesus. Ito ang gospel that we, bansin nyo ba, paano ulit siya, we there is the apostles. We, the apostles, had witnessed. We, the apostles, are preaching and proclaiming sa inyo. That's what John is saying here. So, sinasabi niya, before Jesus was proclaimed in the world, Jesus already existed. He is pointing to Jesus' eternality and the unchanging message of the gospel they proclaim. Napansin niyo ba, tinatali niya yung person of the gospel and the gospel message itself, kasi iisa lang po yan. According kay Pastor Ligon Duncan, and I quote him, the gospel message is eternal in origin. It's rooted in the Word of Life himself. So ano sinasabi po natin dito? In short, hindi niya inimbento itong gospel na ito. Kagaya ng mga tao na pumasok, mga bula ang mga ngaral, na may mga bago daw silang na-discover na panaginip at experience sa kailangan ipasok. Hindi po. Hindi niya dinadagdagan. Ito ang sagot nila sa mga bula ang mga ngaral na kung saan sinasabi na may mga bagong katotohanan, revelation, salitang natuklasan na galing sa Espiritu ng Diyos na hindi alam ng mga disciples, na hindi nakasaad sa salita ng Diyos. So John here is saying, teka muna, walang bagong gospel. Walang bagong gospel. Wala akong narinig na ganyang gospel nung kasama namin siya. Walang pwedeng idagdag because the gospel we heard is still the same. It is as old as eternity. Ganong katanda po yung gospel. Remember Ephesians? Before the foundations of the world, God chose those na kung saan mapupunta sa Kanya, which means He already planned out salvation even before creation. Mga kaibigan, we have to be very, very careful sa mga mangangaral na nagsasabi na meron silang bagong katotohanan na nadiskubre o bagong revelation o experience na natuklasan na galing kay Jesus, galing sa mga santo, galing sa mga espiritu na hindi nabanggit ng Biblia, na hindi nabanggit ng apostle, well, hindi nabanggit ni Jesus, pero alam ko si Jesus yung nagsasabi sa akin. We need to be careful with that. We need to compare, contrast every revelation from God's Word as the Spirit empowers it. We need to be careful na mabilis po tayo maniwala sa mga ito. Okay? Hindi binanggit ng apostles or salita ng Diyos, kailangan natin daw na malaman at maranasan at ituro. Pag narinig po natin na ganoon yung mga ngaral, kailangan mo ma-experience ito, kailangan mo, bago ka maging isang tunay na Kristiyano, bago mo maramdaman na kung saan ikaw talaga'y tanyag na mananampalataya, kailangan mangyari muna ito. So are you saying walang manifestations dapat? Pastor, pag naging Kristiyano ka, yes, there should be manifestations. Anong manifestations na yun? A transformed life. That's the manifestation. Well, from worldly desires to godly desires. Before you hate Jesus, you hate the church. Now you love Jesus and you love the church. If you say you hate Jesus, if you love Jesus and you hate the church, then you don't love Jesus. Does that make sense? Because Jesus died for the church. That's how He loved the church. That's why any Christian who would say, alam mo, cool naman kami ni Jesus Christ, mahal ko si Jesus, pero in church, ako maraming hipokrito dyan, so I hate it. Then you don't really love Jesus. Kasi sa panahon po natin ngayon, maraming nagtuturo ng iba't ibang klaseng Jesus. Jesus. Okay? Maraming klaseng Jesus. So don't get too excited pag may mga tao, yeah, naniniwala ako kay Jesus. The question is, sino ba yung Jesus na kilala mo? Kasi meron din tinatawag na Jehovah's Witness Jesus. Sino yung Jehovah's Witness Jesus? Ito po yung mga first na kung saan na si Jesus daw ay firstborn, nilika ng Diyos Ama, na kung saan mas mababa ang Diyos Anak sa Diyos Ama. If you were with us last week, Brother Dexter unpacked the Trinity of God, na kung saan the Father, Son, Holy Spirit are equal in nature and deity. Pero sa Jehovah's Witness, Jesus, sinasabi niya, mas mababa yung Son, mas mataas ang Father. So, meron din pong Jesus ng mga Mormons. Ang Jesus ng mga Mormons ay simple lang, kapatid ni Lucifer si Jesus. Kaya pag sinabi mo, naniniwala kami kay Jesus, bakit ma-excite ka agad ha? Okay? Kasi baka iba ang Jesus na sinasabi niya. Iba rin po ang Jesus ng INC. Ang Jesus ng INC is tao lang. Iba rin ang Diyos ng ADD. Diyos lang. Do you see? INC would say, they would deny the humanity of Christ. Ang ADD naman, they would deny, INC would deny the deity, o pagka-Diyos ni Kristo. Ang ADD would deny the humanity of Christ, and i-exalt nila yung pagka-Diyos ni Christ. Pareho pong heresy yan. Jesus is fully man and fully God. He is truly man and is truly God. If you want to know more about Christ's humanity this Sunday, Marte Balabo po will unpack that to us. So we encourage you to sign up. Look for Kuya Dexter kung gusto niyo matutunan to sa ating systematic theology class sa Zoom po. meron din tinatawag na Jesus ni Kibuloy. At ang Jesus ni Kibuloy, is siya ang anointed Son of God. So the question, friends, that I have for us is this. Ang Jesus ba na pinaniniwalaan mo ay Jesus ng Bible? I mean, it's easy to point the cults. But how about the Jesus that we know? If you think the Jesus that you know is like a genie in the lamp, na susundin ko lang yung gusto ni Jesus na to at wag lang bibigyan ako ng mga kahilingan niya. I don't think that's the Jesus of the Bible. There is only one gospel that the apostles proclaim. So ano yung gospel na pinoproclaim ng apostles o ni John na ito? Na ang Diyos ay nagkatawan tao who lived a life of total obedience to God the Father that none of us could. He died on that cross for the sins of many. He resurrected on the third day, ascended to heaven, and one day this Jesus will come back for His people. This is the gospel of Jesus' death, burial, resurrection. And He lived and died and resurrected for those who would repent from their sins and put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ alone for salvation. That's the gospel. So friends, if you are holding on to a wrong Jesus, a Jesus na parang genie, a Jesus na tao lang, a Jesus na Diyos lang, repent from these idols, turn away from these gods, or maybe you are the Jesus of your life. Ano ibig sabihin mo ng pastor? Which means you are the savior of your life. I am the boss of my life and not God. Repent, kapatid. Repent from your sins. Put your faith in Jesus Christ at yung ginawa niya sa cross for your salvation. John said in 14:6 sa kanyang gospel, libro ng Gospel of John, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is the truth. He is the life. He didn't say, I know the way, or I am one of the ways. He said, I am. There's this exclusive claim from the Messiah. Now, I am the only way, no other Jesus, that would reconcile you to the Father except through me. Yan ang Jesus. Yan ang gospel na pinaniwala ni John sa sulat na to. Pinahahawakan at tinuturo ng mga apostles. Ito din ang assurance na ibinigay ni John sa mga readers niya whose faith was shaken by a different gospel. Mga kaibigan, ito ba ang ebanghelyo na pinaniniwalaan, pinahahawakan at pinapangaral mo? Is this that gospel? Gospel proclamation leads to eternal life and produces genuine fellowship, which is yung number two. Gospel proclamation produces genuine fellowship. Look at verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus. Ang layunin po ni John at ng mga apostles sa pangangaral o pag-proclaim ng gospel ay upang magkaroon ang mambabasa ng genuine fellowship. John is saying to have genuine fellowship with him and the apostles is better to have fellowship, better than having fellowship sa mga bula ang mangangaral. Yung po sinasabi ni John dito. Ang fellowship sa context na ito ay hindi lamang nagsasaad ng personal na relasyon sa manunulat. Okay? Kung hindi isang koinonia, fellowship, or partnership, yun po ang ibig sabihin na ito, sa pag-proclaim ng gospel. Ang fellowship ng mga bulang mangangaral ay pag-partner sa kanilang mga masasamang layunin at gawain. Yun po yung sinasabi ni John. You should have fellowship, true fellowship with us. Hindi sa mga bulang mangangaral na yan. Upang bigyan sila ng kasiguraduhan at kumpiyansa ang mangbabasa sa kanilang fellowship na pinahahawakan, pinalalahanan ni John na ang fellowship sa kanya ay parang pag-fellowship din sa Diyos Ama at ng Anak. So instead, he's saying, if you fellowship with us and the gospel that we believe and teach, then you are also fellowshipping with God and His Son. In short, you're fellowshipping with the triunity of God. Friends, listen. Christian fellowship is primarily a fellowship with God the Father through the Son. It is a fellowship with the triunity of God. Yun po yung fellowship na yun. Now, I know there's some, naibisalima niyan, we'll go back to that. Pero pansinin po rin yung sinabi ni John 7, verse 3. So that you too may have fellowship with us. Pansin niyo ba? Hindi niya sinabi, so that you may have fellowship with one another. Hindi. He said, so that you may have fellowship with us, mga apostles. So what is he saying? Mga kaibigan, ang tanging paraan upang tayo magkaroon ng genuine Christ-centered fellowship, partnership sa Crossroads, ay kung paniniwalaan at pangahawakan natin ang katuruan ng mga apostles patungkol kay Jesus at ang kanyang gospel. That is the only way para tayo magkaroon ng tunay na fellowship is to hold on to the true gospel of Jesus Christ na tunsan tinuturo ng mga apostles. Okay? Why? Because the church is ecclesia. Ecclesia means an assembly or gathering. Yung po ibig sabihin niyan, it means called out ones. Called out ones. Called out from what? God called out people from darkness and into His marvelous light. From children of darkness to the children of God. From death to life. We are the called out ones. We are taken from Satan's slavery and sin and to freedom to Christ. Ganto po yan. If you believe the gospel of Jesus' cross and empty tomb as taught by the apostles, then you become part of the body of Christ. You become part of the church of Jesus Christ, the universal church of Christ. Now, when I say universal church, it's the Christians all throughout the world, time, past, present, future. But when I say local church, this is the assembly ng local church. That's why genuine fellowship ay nangyayari lamang sa mga tunay na mananampalataya. Consistent po ang Bible dyan. Do not have fellowship with darkness, but to light, di ba? Genuine fellowship ay nangyayari lamang sa mga tunay na mananampalataya in the context of a local church. Now, ibig sabihin ba, hindi kami makakapag-fellowship? Of course you can. But to display the beauty of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, it happens within the church. Genuine fellowship is shared life in Christ. It is shared life in Christ. Yung po yung fellowship. It is loving and serving one another despite the differences. Differences of region. Alam ko, iba-ibang region tayo sa Pilipinas. Dialect, age, profession, economic status, education, interests and likes. Despite yung differences natin yan, we choose to serve and love one another. Yung po yun. And I praise God for Jack Mortola and Ethan Mateo, who had nothing in common, okay? Members po ng Crossroads. They have nothing in common sa age, sa interest, and region, but are growing in their discipleship relationship. I praise God for Joel Pontanares, who reached out sa ating bagong member na si Richard Argawanon, who he knew nothing much about, except that he is a brother in Christ that he needs to encourage him with the word. I praise God for Cesar and Rocher Lasiste, who during lockdown were intentionally giving out groceries sa mga members ng church na hindi nila gano'ng kakilala, risking their health for the sake of the fellowship and for Jesus Christ. I praise God for many of you who choose to come every Thursday night, 9 o'clock. Pagod na kayo sa work. Ang layo nito. But you choose to come. You choose to fellowship. And after the service, you chose to stay. For what? In order to serve a brother and sister through prayer, counseling, listening, and merienda sa mall. That's how you serve. No, I'm just kidding. That's part of that. Okay? True Christ-centered fellowship is a partnership in proclaiming the gospel and sharing life together in Christ. Friends, how would you describe yung partnerships mo lately? Is it Christ-centered, God-glorifying, gospel-proclaiming? Or is it a partnership that is marked by worldly intent and joy? Who are you sharing your life lately sa panahon na to? Are you intentionally pouring your life towards a brother or sister in Christ? Or are you one of those na kung saan inaantay may mag-pour in na lang sa akin? Remember, Jesus Christ came not to be served, but to serve. We come to church not to be served, but to serve. After the service, it's time to serve. I encourage all of us, try to talk to someone na hindi nyo barkada. Be intentional. Because the person na hindi nyo gaano kakilala, you share the same fellowship with. Do that. So the goal of the gospel proclamation is that they would have true shared life with one another that leads to eternal joy, which is number three and last. Genuine fellowship leads to true joy. Verse 4, and we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. Hindi lamang pinaalala ni John sa mga readers ang proclamation ng gospel that leads to life, so verse 1 to 2, that it also leads to genuine fellowship towards one another with the apostles, with the triune God, so verse 3, at nililinaw niya din sa fellowship with God and His people leads to eternal joy. Fellowship with God and fellowship with God's people leads to joy. Eternal joy. Nung hindi pa tayo nagre-gather na nung panahon ng lockdown, nakausap kong karamihan sa atin, and all of us have expressed the same concerns and sentiments na kung saan na we nami-miss na natin ang bawat isa. We miss the gathered congregation. And that's true. You know why? You know why? Here, I'll tell you why. Because true joy is found in our fellowship with Christ and His people. True joy ng isang tunay na mananampalataya is found in our fellowship with Christ and His people. Kaya pansin mo, lagi ka excited may kausap sa church. Because you are a new creation. Pastor, paano yan? Hindi ako na-excite kausapin ang mga kapatiran sa Panginoon. First question I would ask is, kapatiran ka ba sa Panginoon? That's why we are studying 1 John. Ligon Duncan says, true joy comes in shared life with Christians rooted in the shared life of God. This is the life that is the life of joy. This is how the proclamation issues forth in a life of joy. The life of faith is the life of joy. And is experienced only by those who respond to the proclamation of the word. Genuine joy is found in our fellowship with Jesus Christ at sa kanyang mga anak. That's why there's only true fellowship between sa magkakapatiran lamang sa Panginoon. The joy of what? The joy of worshiping corporately. The joy of serving and loving one another, our brothers and sisters well. The joy of proclaiming the gospel to both Christians and non-Christians. The joy of experiencing. The joy that we experience, and listen to this, the joy that we experience in trusting God and His Word in the midst of sorrow, pain, suffering, hurtings, rejections, adversity. The joy knowing that He will provide sufficient grace for us upang magpatuloy sa Kanya. The joy of knowing when I am discouraged, may kapatiran na nandiyan to strengthen and encourage me. Friends, you have no idea. Maybe some of us came here with such a heavy burden. I encourage you, or even discourage you, huwag masyadong tumambay sa mga kaibigan. There could be a brother or sister who needs a word of wisdom from your word galing sa Panginoon. I mean, I love having kwentuhan and love. We that's included. But be intentional after the service. Hindi naman tayo nagmamadali ngayon this time, di ba? So, usually, nagmamadali kami paggabi dahil alam mo na, pagod na, inaantok at gutom. Pero this time, gutom lang dahil magkatanghalian na. Pero mag-share one another's heart. Friends, how do you define your joy ngayong oras na ito? How do you define your joy? Is your joy found in living for Christ and His people? Or is it found in the fleeting pleasures of this world? Paano ko malalaman, Pastor, that my joy is on the fleeting pleasures of the world, in this world. Well, here's one simple diagnostic. Saan madalas pumunta pera mo? Ano madalas ang namumutawi sa iyong labi, ang madalas mong pag-usapan? If I go to your house, anong una kagad mapapansin ko? Is your joy found in living for Christ and His people? It should. Psalm 16, verse 11. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures evermore. Kung tayo po ay nagtitiwala kay Kristo, fellowshipping with Him and His people, we are already a participant. A full life of joy in His presence is fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. The life of faith is the life of joy, and it's experienced only by those who respond to the proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, if your joy is not in Christ, and your joy of fellowship is not in His people, then probably your joy is misplaced. That's why it's important to proclaim the right gospel, hindi po ba? Because gospel proclamation produces genuine fellowship that leads to true joy. Let us pray. Oh Father, we long for eternal joy. Sa mga kapatiran ko sa Panginoon, we know we possess eternal joy because we have Christ. Oh Father, I pray those of us who are discouraged and hurting and somehow are going through malalaking desisyon sa kanilang buhay, I pray, Father, that You would be reminding us of the gospel of Christ to encourage us, knowing that there will be sufficient grace sa time ng struggles, knowing that all of this shall come to pass one day when we see You face to face. Praying, Father, if our joy is misplaced, would You direct us to the joy of our salvation? And that is Jesus Christ. As we sing this last song, would You give us joy in our hearts in worship? In Christ's name, amen.